Hello, the internet.
Start the broadcast.
Hey, hey, people on the morning drive. Welcome to the Squirrel Report for the phrase that pays. Be caller number 5 and win a free wrist strap for your Wii.
KBBL is going to give me something stupid.
We're going to be playing some top 40s for you from artists that you will not hear about in 2 weeks.
Plus, if you act now, you get this lovely set of Ginsu steak knives.
Which, from whichever record company gave the program director the most amount of cocaine.
He said the magic word.
I don't have a soundboard. Yeah, yeah. That'd be awesome to play just like a whole bunch of bells and fart noises and all that. Let's go to Booger Face for the traffic report. I think we should do an entirely more show.
Things are looking mighty tough out there.
I don't think I can be that cheesy.
Oh, sure you can, Alan. You were alive in the 70s. Don't lie.
I don't know, but I can't be that, like, I don't know.
Oh, by the way, Alan, we haven't come up with the full rules yet, but Vector has suggested that every minute that goes by before the music gets played, you have to take a shot as part of the score report drinking game.
I was thinking every time Jay says no comment, you have to take a shot, which means we're all going to be contriving ways of making him say no comment.
I would like to plead the fifth on that.
Hey, so, Jay, I was curious, what year did you stop beating your wife?
Speaking of no comment, Jay, did you steal Obama's teleprompter for that video?
No, we have our own teleprompter. Thank you.
Okay. Does it talk to Obama's? Are they like related?
Are they buds? That's an official evil gun lobby teleprompter.
Oh,
so.
Okay. So they probably
if it got into close proximity with Obama's, it'd probably beat it up and take its lunch money.
Or would their masses cancel out and they'd like
be like an event singularity and they just both phase out of existence.
Poof.
When did Jay do a teleprompter video? I didn't see this.
Well, that's because you're not on Facebook. Hold on, I will. I will put it into chat. I did a gun of the week video for American Rifleman.
Did you use a teleprompter?
Yeah. Oh hell yeah. It's like a five plus.
Jay was spewing out all the specs of the rifle. I was like, oh, hell yeah, he's using a teleprompter.
Yeah, God, yeah. No, I was not about to.
There's no way you memorized.
What are you
that.
Talking about? Jay's totally an Aspie. He knows all this shit.
Well, the funny part is that basically the script that I'm running is, my gun locker. So I wrote this rifle up for Shooting Illustrated magazine, so. Here, hold on. It's going into chat right now. If you follow the link over, there's a video at the bottom. And, you might recognize somebody doing the voiceover. Well, I'm not doing the voiceover. I'm actually on camera. But yes, there was a teleprompter because I'm not Rain Man. I can't memorize the entire script and pronounce everything. It's where I realized. What's that?
You do rock it back and forth and howl occasionally, though.
I do rock back and forth. That's because I was still suffering from gout, so.
Ouch. And here's Brita.
Hello. Yay.
By the way, Jay, is that a tactical sweater vest?
Yes, it is. It's a shoot me first Old Navy vest.
What, is Jay walking around without his shirt on again, or?
Oh, we were commenting about the video he made.
I thought the sweater vest. You know.
What are you talking about? Since good when do vests have full sleeves?
Nice.
Our resident Wookiee.
I need to work on my soundboard. I need to be able to come up with decent.
Yeah, then we could do our morning drive show.
That is a completely unexplored market, by the way.
What?
Velcro holsters for hairy gentlemen.
Oh, God.
Think about it.
That's so gross.
Just kind of stick it to your chest.
Unfortunately, it won't work for me because my daughter has discovered that I have chest hair, and the fun game is to rip it out in clumps.
So she is rapidly depiliating you.
Oh, I mean, it's funny. She'll, like, She'll I'll be wearing something that exposes my chest hair, and she'll start just touching it and being gentle, and then being gentle, and then just grab a fistful and rip. Yep.
I like her.
I do too.
My son is the reason that I got contacts. Because when he was a baby, he loved reaching up and ripping the glasses off my face. Mm-hmm. So when my daughter was about to be born, I said, you know what? It's time to get contact lenses.
I can't get contacts, or probably can't get contacts.
Why is that?
My dad has, and I'm pretty sure I have it too, is some sort of like condition with his eyelids where they just get really, really sensitive from the contacts, and you start getting cysts and stuff. It's gross. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, pass on your that.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
Let's. Hey, start the show. What happened to my?
Did we officially welcome Jay back to the show?
Not yet.
Oh. Well, play the music,
well,
Alan.
I'm working on that.
Be caller number 5 for the phrase that pays.
I was looking at for my cartoon sounds. Hey, how about that? It is Thursday, June 26th, 2014. This is episode 110.
Summer's like almost over already.
It is not. It just started.
Here it is.
Like 4 days ago.
Maybe 2 months of summer.
I better not. I'm putting my goddamn air conditioners in this weekend.
And we would like to let everyone know that Jay has rejoined us as an official squirrel.
We missed him too much.
We did. Actually, you know, we did all this because we were afraid with Jay's new job there would be conflicts and all that kind of stuff, and you know we
didn't want a Zumbo Jay.
Right.
Right.
Well, you know, yes. it could yes. happen, and you yeah. know it is still sort of, you know, there will be some things Jay can't talk about that we bring up, and he will have to recuse himself from that.
Cannot talk about the Belgians.
But we wanted him back. So,
well, I'm very excited to be here.
Yay!
Happy to be back.
And I'll have you know that by we, it does not include me. I did not want.
Well, the main reason is that it makes our racial profile more compatible.
You could get like a grant. We're multiracial, and we have a disabled person on the show.
Right. Actually, Brita's a twofer because she's a female and
that's
amputee.
Right. Yeah.
So,
I believe I could run for Senate from Massachusetts now.
Only if you become like a lesbian.
That's right. We pull very, very high with the African American viewers.
Can you think? Do you think you can pull off a transgender thing, Jay?
No, dips.
How weird was to do the transgender.
I think I would make quite possibly the ugliest woman in the history of the world. I mean,
I'm a pretty princess.
All right, there we go. We got the...
Jay, are you doing recycling? Who's doing recycling?
That's
I was collecting the beer bottles.
Brita, how loaded are you?
I am not loaded at all. All I have is Yingling Light, which is not even like beer. It's oat soda.
It's Bino.
What?
Beer in name only.
Yeah. Yes, it is. Kind of.
Jay can't comment.
What? Oh, shit.
It's part of my bikini program.
I heard bikini
program.
Well, you know.
Rita, are you trying to say that now that you've turned 40, you're getting paunchy?
Yeah, I'm paunchy. Oh, oh,
oh. No, I'm Linguist. No, I'm Linguist. I haven't got it.
Jay.
Rita, are you peeing?
Jay officially recuses himself from the...
Washing
just
my
so
hands.
You know, everybody, Brita is totally peeing.
I was washing my hands.
Because she peed.
Right.
On the
on the air very quietly.
We already have callers stacked up. We haven't even talked about a topic yet.
We don't even have topics. I know. We'll take the caller anyway.
So I don't know who this is. It's from a restricted number.
Restricted.
Hello, restricted number.
Yes. So let's see who it is.
Hello, caller number 8.
Tell us the phrase that pays and win $1 million.
Is that me?
It's you.
Yes, sir. Who would me be?
Do you know the phrase that pays?
The phrase that pays is whatever can get make Jay say no comment, right?
Yeah. Who is this?
So, is it Kermit the Frog?
It is not. I think it's Kevin.
It's not eating being green. Anyway, the phrase that I thought that might, you know, make Jay say no comment is, well, using the teleprompter now, prevent any further recurrences of Jay headroom.
No, this is all quality equipment and it, people who are not me running it, so therefore it works.
They don't let you touch it?
Yeah, no. I'm totally just the talent, as the expression goes.
Wow. You know when engineers use say the word talent, it's always understood to be in quotes.
Yeah.
That's okay, so you know what? It's true. The anti-gunners always saying that the NRA is a paper tiger and that they're collapsing in on themselves. It's true. If Jay's the talent, then wow.
Exactly.
The wicked hot up guy.
Well, yeah, I know that, too. I mean, that's why I threw away the money for life memberships for my wife and I. So, you know, it's a shame to waste money like that, isn't it?
Yep.
Anyways, I don't know what the topics are. And, yeah,
we don't either, are. Really.
I may be able to comment on them, but not intelligently. So I just thought I'd come in and, you know, bring old blasts from the past. By the way, Alan, are you still dancing on YouTube?
Oh my God!
Probably, I don't know. I haven't looked at that in ages. Weird.
Weird on Facebook.
Weird looks at it several times a day. I'm sure, but
only during.
I don't know. I think you need to upgrade the laptop to. Are we up to like the iPad 47 now?
47D.
And he's waiting for the 47 GS to come out, right?
That's right.
All right. Anyway, I'll download this later and find out what you guys actually talked about. But
okay,
that's about it.
Thanks.
Have a good one.
Bye. Thank you, mystery caller.
I have no idea who that was.
Well, it was a nice call anyway.
Yeah.
Yes.
We have another caller.
All right. Awesome. That means less work for us to do.
I know. It's This is Richmond, Virginia, area code 804. Hello.
That's actually me, the Matt Ogre from mattogre.com.
And oh, I know
just
that
had
guy.
Really,
I know that dude. Wait a minute. You're
I
in
just
my
had
state?
A real, real weird mental image of Jay Grazio in a bikini with with his mustache and an overstuffed bra.
Have you not seen the picture of him in the lingerie from the
I was not
the NRA convention? Where was that?
Oh, but
was
we
that
all
in Phoenix?
It,
I think
Jay.
That was Phoenix. It was either Phoenix or Charlotte. I can't remember which one.
That was Charlotte. No, that was...
I didn't make Phoenix.
Okay, so it was Charlotte then.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the lingerie picture I took of him in Charlotte.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was. The camo Charlotte. Lingerie.
Yeah, the pink camo lingerie.
Yeah, and his eyes are creepy.
Yeah, his eyes really
the
are creepy.
The camera does that, 10 pounds.
They follow you around everywhere.
So hello, Mr. Matt Ogre.
Well, how are you guys doing tonight?
Just call him Matt.
You can call me Matt. I've gone by worse. You guys have some interesting topics lined up, according to the teaser post on Facebook. Drones. You've got all kinds of plausible deniability going on with the government. It's there's too many scandals. There's too many gates going on to keep track of it.
That's
and
the
now
whole.
We've got the EPA.
Yeah, that's the whole point.
The dog ate their homework as well as the IRS's. It's crazy.
Yeah, I think people have at this point in the Obama administration have reached scandal fatigue,
And they just don't even bother anymore. It's like, oh, well, you know, what's another thing, right?
They're distracting from a scandal with another scandal.
They are. And it's really, it's, you know, I don't think it's deliberate. I just think they suck that bad. But
I think they have like a wheel of scandal that they're turning. It's like,
wheel of scandal. Turn,
shit,
turn, turn.
What do we blame it on this time? Oh, hard drive crash. Awesome.
Yeah.
Do that. Do the hard drive crash.
Well, for that one hard drive to crash, it would have to have happened in time with about seven other hard drives crashing at the exact same moment. Any IT professional knows that the odds of that actually happening.
Yeah,
it's
ridiculous. Not only that, there is a federal law that requires them, and this is part of this is actually this is not just the IRS, but this is all there are data retention requirements for the federal government that you know meet or exceed the you know what they expect of us. And if it is true, you know, let's just pretend, you know, ha ha ha, that a single hard drive crash deleted her email.
Yeah.
They are,
because everyone's email is stored on their personal computer, right?
Yeah. They're violating, you know, several document data retention laws. So,
which is really hilarious. Well, their stupid excuse is now suddenly becoming, oh, okay, that's going to be your stupid excuse. Okay, well, you were breaking the law with that stupid excuse.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I think what they're betting on is that the law they're breaking with the stupid excuse is not nearly as bad as whatever it was they were doing that they're trying to cover up.
Well, we know what they were doing.
Well, yeah, considering that they have so many other emails, just not the ones that we need.
Right.
It is very suspect.
Sure.
Just very, very convenient for them that it just so happens that the emails that we're looking for are the ones that were evaporated by a mysterious, convenient hard drive crash.
Well,
and then they didn't report it, which violates the law.
Yeah, this is not, you know, this is not like some unknown thing, right? I mean, if they're serious, if the House is serious about holding their feet to the fire on this, and they really want to do it, all they have to do is start working their way up the chain, and these people will roll. You know, they have to put them in the seat, put the full weight of the consequences on their head, and say, "Was it you?" Because if you say yes, you're going to jail for a really long time. If it wasn't you, tell us who it was, and you get off. And they'll work their way up the chain, and they'll find out where the bodies are buried, and they'll find out what happened. The question is, are they serious about it, or are they just making mouth noises? You know, my bet is mouth noises. So we'll see.
Well, when we see the EPA jumping on the same bandwagon, I'm wondering,
right,
wait a second, what secrets does the EPA need to bury now?
All of them.
Or don't forget, the EPA was paying a dude an assistant salary, six-figure salary, and one day a week he was working for the CIA when he wasn't, and nobody checked on him for like 10 years.
This is the same. Go ahead.
This is like the greatest story. I mean, it's like my hat is off to that dude. He retired. He retired.
Yeah.
Just said, fuck it, I'm done.
Well, even better was the dude that was working for the EPA and was spending 5 days a week pretty much just wanking in his office.
That's right. And he
showed up, though.
And they have to send emails around, memos about not pooping in the halls.
That really just, oh man, that reminds me to dig up that story and blog about that one. Because, yeah, that's just one of those, like, I'm sorry, the EPA people aren't housebroken? I mean, that's just.
I make it a point to poop at work because I like getting paid to poop. I'll be honest.
I enjoy it as well.
I do.
It is definitely much, much more satisfying.
Yep.
Also, Good.
All I know now is that all of my job hunting efforts is going for federal jobs now, because working on Capitol Hill is the same thing as working in the animal house. So I want that kind of job.
Well, see, here's the thing. The problem with that is you're at the peak of the bubble in federal jobs.
Yeah.
It's only going to go down from here. So, you know, because they're running out of money. So, you know.
No, they're not. They'll just print more.
It's
Here's the thing. When they have a layoff, though, or when they have, like, a government shutdown, everybody gets that back pay. So it's just paid time off.
Yeah.
You just, you know, have a delayed paycheck. But, you know, the paycheck's going to come. So you're not actually going to lose any money.
Yeah, you will. The problem is it's unsustainable. The federal employment is a bubble right now. It's unsustainable, you know, it'll collapse. So, anyway, I think we lost Matt Ogre.
No, he's still there, but I think he's underwater.
Yeah.
I think he switched his car to submersible.
He's already putting his toga on.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I don't really get that EPA guy. I mean, he was like something like was like 30 hours a week. Porn. It's one of those. Oh, all right, wow. I love me some pornography.
And now somebody's playing ping pong.
I'm mute. I'm gonna mute.
But I love me some pornography. But I just, you know, I really can't commit that amount of time to it. It's one of those like. But it's the same idea with like Obama playing golf. It's one of those like. Even if, like, people were buying me my own ammo, and so it was one of those, like, I just went to the gun range and could, like, shoot for hours and hours and hours, and then go home whenever I felt like, and then go right back to the gun range, like, you know, within, you know, a few hours of that, and just keep shooting and all that. I really wouldn't log as much time on the gun range as he logs on the golf course. I don't get how you can love something that much.
I think you just described Jay's job.
Yeah, pretty much.
How many primers do you pop a day, Jay?
I lose count. By about lunchtime, there's a pile of brass about a foot and a half deep.
You're kidding, right?
Yeah, it's really only about 8 inches.
Oh my god! Does it get old?
No.
I wouldn't think it would.
Nope. I'll be honest, it doesn't.
I don't know, Jay. Back when you were in your freelance days, I definitely said, "Man, you know what? I really shouldn't hit this T&E stuff as hard as I was originally thinking because, man, this looks a lot like work."
There is a point where it does become work, and there's, you know, there's times where I've got to strap myself down to my desk and just crank out words. I have to, you know, I have to turn the random thoughts floating in my head into words. And sometimes it's not as easy as other times, but
I'll give you a hint, Jay. If you really need to help break that writer's block, there's this thing called pornography. Oh wait, you don't work for the federal government.
That's right.
Yeah, no.
Just remember before you indulge in that, create a VPN tunnel back to your house or something so the IT guys can't see what you're doing.
What are you talking about? That's
actually,
part of it.
Actually, break.
I actually call him up and say, "Hey, guys, you watching? Are you watching? I can't go if you're not watching."
That's the NSA's job.
Yeah.
Every exhibitionist in the world just went, "Ooh."
Hey, Gus in IT. Do I look pretty to you? tell me I look pretty.
I think Gus is not paying attention.
Why is Gus not paying attention?
I don't know.
Maybe Gus, watching, there'll be a quiz afterwards.
Maybe he's Gus watching too? Somebody else.
Okay, back.
All right. Thank God.
I heard the whole pornography thing.
It's a pornography.
Well, speaking of pornography.
What?
There was a recent ad
video
that was just amazing.
And by amazing, we mean stupid.
Yes.
Well, I saw that right before the show today. And if you want to put the...
I just did.
Oh, you did. You put the link up in the chat. It was on BuzzFeed. And it was... you're going to make me say the word, right?
Yep.
What do dildos and guns have in common?
When I first saw that, I was thinking like, I don't know what I was thinking.
The reason why I just saw it was I suddenly had like my Google account lit up. A whole bunch of people were thumbs upping my old cantankerous posts in the Evolve anti-gun, you know, you know, fake false flag group, you know.
Is the Evolve group like a anti-gun group?
Yeah, I think. I mean, yes. They're not really clear about. I mean, they're New York based group, and they're supposedly like a less extreme alternative to the NRA, and you know they're not anti-gun and they're promoting gun safety, except when it comes to promoting gun safety, they don't do anything except just admonish gun owners, and they're like American Hunters and Shooters as far
they're
as
they're anti-gun.
Oh, okay, so
they pretend to be pro-gun.
So actually the ad I thought was pretty funny.
Yeah, but here's the thing for me with the ad. I thought about those child actors.
Yeah.
I'm like, what did they... What? I'm like, if I don't know. Really?
When those kids grow up a little bit and want to advance their career, that's what people are going to find when they look for. That's what they're going to have to show on their portfolio.
What did these children say to these children? Oh, take this thing and go pretend they're swords and... The fact that
they were playing with with dolphins and pocket rockets is not as bad as the fact that they were working for an anti-gun false flag group. that's really the shameful thing. It's like the old joke about the tell us about what your daddy does for a living, and one of the kids steps up and says my daddy goes down to the street corner and meets other men and performs sexual favors on them every day for money and all that. And the teacher, after he finishes all that stuff, the teacher goes, is that true about your father? He goes, no, actually he's a politician, but I was too embarrassed to tell the other kids.
Yeah. Well, plus the whole ad is this is obviously, I mean, there are so many false assumptions.
Right.
Enveloped in this ad that it's, you know, in the first place, you know, I don't even know where to start.
And also on another level, I mean, what is the number one thing anti-gunners always use? You know, you have small penises. That's why you want guns.
Right.
Or you're compensating or what is the new term I've heard? Ammosexual.
Ammosexual,
meaning I don't even know what they mean. But
wow.
But it's like this immature debate. It's like, you know, on one hand we're trying to have this like, well, like, you know, it's the classic argument with a liberal. It always goes to like poop and penises or something.
I'm not a liberal. I'm a libertarian.
You know what I mean? It's like we're over here trying to have this like intelligent, fact-filled debate, and they're talking about penises.
Yeah, there's a liberal over there acting like a monkey and flinging poop everywhere.
Yeah. So,
are you kidding? I wish they were smart enough to act like a monkey and fling poop. I wish they could rise to that level.
Well, the whole thing is ridiculous because in the first place, the whole, you know, sword fighting with dildos thing is completely contrived. I mean, first, kids are not going to do that.
I'll say right now, I think I was a teen or a preteenish or all of that, and one of my friends, he went, hey, check this out, and slid a box out from under his mom's bed.
Oh,
and
dear.
There was stuff in it. And you know what the last thing on my mind was touching that shit. So, I mean, it's one of those. So I have actually been there and done that, and nope.
Well, you weren't about to pick it up and go out in the yard and play with it is what you're saying.
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah, definitely my thought was, hey, let's go have a sword fight, or let us make a modern art sculpture was not part of my MO. It was, let's go play Nintendo.
You didn't say, dude, that's been in your mom's bajingo?
No, I was too grossed out to talk about his mom's bajingo. You know, I mean, it was, you know, good that his mom, you know, kept herself occupied and all of that, you know. Kept her off the streets, I guess. kept her out of trouble. But you know, she evidently knew what she wanted, but
Lord.
Okay, let's change the subject.
All right. So anyway, that one.
Okay, check that one off the list.
Yep. All right, so we've done the EPA. We've done.
Let's go
the...
back. Let's talk about Obama being a murderer.
Hey,
let's talk about that.
That's
one.
A good one.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, I'm, you know, yeah, and I was still telling Brita earlier, you know, I remember when this drone strike thing first started happening, and the story was, oh, yes, there's layers of, you know, fact-checking and layers of judicial oversight, and, you know, this, we're not just, you know, deciding, you know, it's not just like one person deciding, and all of a sudden it turns out, yeah, it's just one person deciding.
Right. And it's from the same administration that can't keep a goddamn email.
Right. And it's
that fills me with all kinds of confidence.
It's basically
or for the same administration that while they're killing American citizens overseas with drones, they're also training top terrorists for deserters.
Right.
Smart power.
And as I posted to when Brita put that up on Facebook, you know, it seems like it was only yesterday that liberals were hair on fire screaming about George Bush tapping phone calls of American citizens who were calling suspected terrorists. Am I the only one that remembers this?
Oh, no.
They were absolutely frothing at the mouth, livid, that George Bush has shredded the First Amendment and... You know, this was the worst thing ever. We can't believe he's doing this to American citizens and blah, blah, blah. If I weren't so damn lazy, I would, like, go through Google and pull out, you know, a couple dozen instances. And then we find out that, oh, yeah, by the way, Barack Obama's been killing American citizens with drones, and that's okay.
And
well, I mean, it goes along with it. I mean, come on. Do we all remember, like, you know, Code Pink and World Can't Wait?
Oh, yeah.
CNN? All these groups, I mean, I'm trying to remember even if it was called World Can't Wait. I mean, I just remember the group Mark Ruffalo was part of and was just doing all this, like, crazy anti-Bush, anti-war, you know, demonstrations on, you know, on the mall, on the National Mall and all that stuff. And it's one of those, I can't remember the group's name, and I don't feel like looking it up, but, you know, they're gone. I mean, they might still exist, but, you know, suddenly the media doesn't care about them because, oh, wait, no, this is now our war.
Well, you got to remember the way these groups all work is that they're all false. They get their money from, you know, somebody who's got lots of money, and it filters from group to group to group to group to group, and specifically to support things that the liberals specifically want done. In this case, these groups were all created and formed to protest Bush and make Bush look bad and all that kind of stuff. You know, when he's not in power anymore, the money spigot turns off. And they don't have donations from real people. So, you know, the money, when the money stops, the group goes away. And that's just how it is.
Yep. Though Cindy Sheehan did have a very successful vice presidential run.
Oh, yeah. Very. So you got, you know, basically what we have is the president going, yeah, kill that guy.
Yeah.
Who is an American citizen. It is specifically and expressly illegal for the government to kill an American citizen anywhere on the planet without due process and, you know, all the, you know, basically a trial and a conviction and a death sentence from a judge.
And how many people that are tacitly approving this would be the first to tell you they're against the death penalty?
Oh, well, yeah,
oh,
all of them.
Sure.
But remember, the Constitution's a living document.
Yes.
I wish my
mortgage was. It was written by dead white guys, so who cares?
Yeah, I wish my mortgage was a living document.
Make it
so that I could just say, yeah, I think I own my house now. Don't worry about it. It's a living document.
I do, too, read the chat.
Oh,
sometimes. And these are not, you know, this is not, you know, this is not somebody that was just, you know, in Mosul when they were doing house to house combat and got, you know, a stray bullet. I mean, these are American citizens that are specifically targeted and murdered by presidential decree.
Which leads me to...
But it's okay, because he's a Democrat, so right. Everything's fine.
Mm-hmm.
It leads me to wonder if Al Gore is going to get his Nobel Peace Prize taken away because he's never killed anybody.
Well, but here's the thing: this is not conjectural.
Yeah,
this is we know it. They admitted to it. They said, you know, this is you know, I mean, this is not, you know, I mean, you almost don't have to have a trial. I mean, it's already been it's a matter of public record.
Well, these memos were. Essentially, the administration trying to find legal ways to get around these rules of having a trial and all this stuff. They were looking for ways to kill American citizens overseas legally. They were looking for legal loopholes. But the memo just basically comes out and says, yeah, this is what we're trying to do.
Right.
And... The guy who was targeted for this drone, he wasn't doing anything at the time he was killed. It wasn't like he was actively doing a terrorist thing.
Nope.
You know what I mean? It's not like they were catching him in the act at the moment he was killed.
Nope.
And on top of it, they also killed his teenage son, who was just there.
Yep. Which makes it even worse.
Also an American citizen.
In my opinion, you know what the single worst part of it is that it'll be spun as the Republicans want terrorists to go free. And
right. Of course
and,
it will.
And people will just, oh, yeah, well, isn't that terrible? Aren't they horrible people? Because it's exactly what happened with Bergdahl. You know, people brought up that, hey, we're not supposed to be negotiating with terrorists, remember? Like, going back hundreds of years kind of thing? You know, shores of Tripoli? And... that's turned into, oh, the Republicans obviously want our soldiers left behind. And right. And that became the line.
Well, to be fair, Jay, I mean, they wouldn't be saying this if it wasn't for the fact that our president happens to be black.
That's right. And you're racist.
I love that line. It's just that's always a great fallback. Yeah. It's just whatever you say, you know what? What he did was really stupid there. Well, would you be saying that if he was if he wasn't black? Yeah.
Yeah. Duh. He's only half black, so I don't
Why wouldn't you be saying that?
Yeah, exactly. Hey, we have a caller.
Good.
Yay, Tucson, caller. Arizona, area code 520. Hello.
Greetings.
Hello.
It's Kevin Bacon.
Hi.
I loved you in Tremors, man.
Yeah.
Tremors was a really good movie.
It's Kevin.
How are things in the desert today?
It's Kevin Bacon, everyone.
How's the desert today, Kevin?
Hot.
Yeah.
Not too bad. Hot and dry.
That is the definition of desert. Well,
it's a dry heat. Yeah, so is the inside my oven.
I think it got to 103 today, which is actually fairly pleasant, actually.
Wow. That's a nice cool spring day.
Because no, it's the dry
cool,
heat,
it's,
man.
It's not unpleasant. When it gets 107... it starts being unpleasant. So.
You guys are
talking about this stuff like you expect the left to be, you know, logically consistent.
No, of course yes. not.
Very true.
You know.
Well, no, that's not fair. They are logically consistent. Because when
what,
their guys
are
in office,
okay, no
anything
what.
Goes.
Right.
They're in favor of anything when their guy's in office.
And when their guy's not in office, it's all horrible, bad baby rape.
Exactly.
Pretty much.
So pretty much, you know, they're consistent. They're consistently evil.
Yeah, it'll be interesting if Rand Paul becomes president, all of a sudden the leftists will just be, like, against all the left-wing stuff that he supports.
You know, look at the letters that are the op-ed pieces that have been published recently about gun control, where all the, you know, the people who are really starting to froth at the mouth about it are saying, you know, when are we just going to start shooting these people?
Ooh, right? Well,
when is the government going to start
while,
shooting these
is,
people?
You get like, I mean, I've posted it a bunch of times in my little images of the Anti series is how many times you see like people throw up a picture of, you know, like an AR-15 and a Glock pistol or all that, and then they throw up pictures of like battleships and drones and artillery pieces and all that, and it's just one of those like, okay, I get what you're saying, but on top of that, man, this really seems a lot like intellectual masturbation, where you're actually kind of fantasizing about, like, you know, drone strikes against those people you don't agree with.
Yeah, but we're paranoid for thinking they're going to do that.
Yep.
Well, that's exactly what they want to do. They say it.
Yeah. But we're paranoid for thinking they want to do it. Intellectual consistency.
Yeah, well, it's kind of like the whole, like, oh, there's another image that always comes up is the, you know, Obama has not taken any of your guns away. Yeah, but he's tried awfully hard. He just sucks at it.
Actually, now it's not true, because he stopped the importation of a bunch of M1 Garands.
Yep,
that is true.
So he has taken
and M1.
I was going to buy one of those.
Actually, by government definitions, he has taken guns away because he stopped me from getting guns I would have otherwise got.
Yep.
Therefore, he took them away from me.
Well, plus there's also the whole filleting the whole, you know, Australia's gun ban.
Yeah,
sort of business in which it's.
Oh yeah, he was praising the reasonable gun control of confiscating firearms from registered owners. I've been spending time over at Quora on that, and everybody's going, oh, yeah, well, and, you know, Australia, when we had that massacre and we took all those guns away, we haven't had another massacre. And they did the same thing in Britain. And I just looked, Derek Byrd? What about Derek Byrd? He had a 12-gauge and a 22. He went and killed a bunch of people. Those were legally owned.
Yep. And then, of course, there's also the whole, you know, New Zealand pretty much is essentially Australia before the, you know, before the Port Arthur massacre. And, they haven't had a massacre either. So right. So obviously the not confiscating guns worked.
Well,
you know, I never really looked into that Australia thing. Did they really, like, go door to door and take people's guns?
Yep,
sure did.
No, but everybody who owned them legally had them registered because they had a registry.
Right, correct. But they went and
so they told them, turn them all in, and they all turned them in.
Or you're going to jail.
Or you're going to jail, and they turned them all in. You have to understand that the Australians are very much like the British. When the British had their handgun ban in 1997... They exempted 22 caliber pistols from the ban.
Mm-hmm.
And 140 some thousand 22 caliber handguns were handed in anyway, quote, in anticipation of further bans, which there was. In the United States, if they banned handguns, we go out and buy every single one we can get our hands on before the ban goes into effect. When the ban goes into effect, as has happened in Connecticut and in New York and in California, we say, you don't know who owns them. Come find us.
Yeah. God bless America.
So actually, the same thing happens in Japan. I've read a bunch of stories about where, like, somebody in the Yakuza, which is the Japanese mafia, goes and shoots somebody. So we've got a gangland assassination, essentially, and hunters in Japan, hunters and farm owners and all of that will go and turn in their guns because they feel obligated.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, that's just crazy.
My guns have killed precisely nobody. At least on my watch.
You can't say that.
No, I can't say that. I do.
Milsurps.
I do have a bunch of milsurps, but while they're under my watch, they haven't killed.
Odds are the military surplus never killed anyone either.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know. I've got some pretty old ones that.
Odds are they never killed anyone. Do you know the hit rate of pre
that
pre,
is true.
You know,
tens of thousands of rounds per day.
Bateman's the other prick. God, sorry, Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman. I'm sorry for confusing you with that traitor. His book on killing really makes that statement. That yeah, probably you're right. But I can't say for sure.
Actually, I was looking at. I've read a lot about like World War I and stuff like that. And you know, of all the deaths in World War I, the ones from like gunshots and bullets were actually a tiny fraction.
Yeah,
no, it was mostly illness.
Yeah, it was mostly shelling and disease and illness that killed.
Yeah,
everyone.
I think it was disease first, and then shelling, and then getting shot.
Right. And actually getting shot
and
was so small.
And most of the ones who got shot were shot by the machine guns, not rifles.
Exactly, right.
Because they were ordered to stand up and march into machine gun fire, the idiots.
Yeah. Crazy. So, anyway, kind of moving all, you know, it's kind of like, okay, so the president's doing all this stuff, and, you know, what's the, you know, is anyone going to hold him accountable? And, you know,
of course not.
Even the Supreme Court, right? They just came out with the unanimous decision that his illegal recess appointments were actually illegal. And now what? Because what has to happen is all this goes to the Justice Department. And guess what the Justice Department does?
Nothing.
I'm sure Eric Holder will give it a thorough investigation and then flush it.
Yeah. That's like the whole Fast and Furious businesses. Yeah. Oh, well, you know, will Eric Holder, you know, appoint a special prosecutor that if they do their job will put him in prison for the rest of his life?
Of course not.
No. I mean, that goes right along the same ideas of the whole, like, you know, NOAA falsifying data. I mean, just recently, you know, came out they've been falsifying the climate change data.
Yes, for 30 years.
Instead of using the data that they have, they instead just went to the models that they had created that weren't right and just put that number in. That way, the model suddenly became right and all of that. But back when I worked for them and it was fish data, you know, they did the exact same thing. And it's not necessarily through any sort of horrible malice. It's just the, all right, cool. If the numbers go this way, you'll get an increase in funding and you'll be able to hire more people and you'll be able to fund your latest pet project and keep your job. Or you could say, you know what, the regulations we did worked really well and things are doing extremely well. And the government will go, cool, well, we don't need you anymore and lay off a whole bunch of people in your lab. And, no one is going to do that. No one is going to suddenly say, no one's going to sit in their performance review at their job and say, you know what, really, my job is extremely superfluous. And, you know, you guys could be better off just getting rid of me and just asking Eddie the temp, who, you know, spends most of his time watching porn in his room, just to do my job.
Yet another reason the government shouldn't be doing all kinds of stuff.
Yep.
Well, somebody said, you know, Obama is the kind of president that the Constitution was written to protect us against.
Except it doesn't.
But except it doesn't. I mean, because other people have said in the past that, you know, unless people are willing to stand up and defend the Constitution, it doesn't get defended, it doesn't get used. And people, you know, now they're talking about, oh, we need to go back and amend the Constitution so that we can fix this stuff.
Right.
We don't need to amend it. We need to freaking enforce it.
Well,
one's willing to do that.
Yeah, every single one of those politicians that gets elected takes an oath.
And don't mean it.
And if they even think about it, then they don't. I mean, it's just like, oh, yeah, whatever. You know, protect and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. I mean,
the president stands there and swears an oath to not only uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States, but to execute the laws faithfully.
Right, which he never did.
He's deliberately circumvented the law, which is not executing it faithfully.
Right.
When he goes in and says, oh, we're not going to implement this portion of the health care law, first off, he doesn't have that power. Second, nobody calls him on it.
Well, apparently he does have that power.
Well, he does if nobody calls him on it.
Well, no one of any consequence called him on it. I mean, lots of people called him on it, but so what? You know.
Well, that's my point. Nobody actually uses the enforcement mechanism.
And as long as
there was Glenn Reynolds this morning, 8 o'clock this morning, says, you know, pulls up this piece from Politico or something, says, why the hell is Eric Holder still around? And Glenn's answer is perfect. Because nobody else can be trusted to block investigations and harass enemies with such loyalty.
Well, it's true.
So the Justice Department does his bidding. The Internal Revenue Department does his bidding. The EPA does his bidding, and they all do it because the people who've achieved high office in those, the bureaucrats who have achieved high office in those departments over time, are all of his same political influence, and they all think what they're doing is perfectly fine and correct.
Plus, they want to save their phony baloney jobs.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you think about, and this has been raised before, if the IRS did not do what it did at the behest of the White House, it did it thinking they were perfectly fine and safe in doing so, which is more threatening, as far as I'm concerned, than the fact that they might have done it at his behest.
Yeah, I think the president telling the IRS to harass people is far less of a problem than the IRS just deciding on its own to do it.
Exactly. We've seen evidence for years that the State Department has always considered the Republicans to be, you know, complete morons because they don't handle smart diplomacy or whatever the hell it is they call it down that's gotten us in the situation in the Middle East that we're in.
Well, the State Department's been a socialist.
State Department hates cowboys.
Yeah. Well, they hate anything that upsets the status quo and the, you know, they're...
Well,
they're,
no, they don't. They hate anything that doesn't match their ideology.
Right.
When their ideology upsets the status quo, it's not their fault. They just did something incorrectly. Time to do it again, only harder.
Well, we're not going to... And here's the problem with the checks and balances in a functional government. When the president was out of control like this, the Congress would impeach him and the Senate would convict him and they'd put somebody else in.
Yeah, the Congress is currently under the control of his party and they aren't about to impeach
exactly.
him.
Exactly. Well, the House might impeach him and they could do it every Thursday.
The Senate won't convict.
Exactly. They could impeach him over and over and over again and the Senate will never, as long as they're controlled by Democrats, will never, ever vote to convict.
There used to be the saying that the honored opposition
loyal opposition?
Loyal opposition. Be loyal opposition. You may disagree with the way you want to get there, but the fact of the matter is you're both going for the same thing.
Right.
That stopped a long time ago. The left is no longer involved, interested in the United States as it is. They want to destroy what it is and make it into something else entirely.
Yep.
And they're winning.
They want to make it a socialist paradise because they're the smart ones and they're in charge. And the only reason it hasn't worked everywhere else it's been tried is because
the wrong people are in charge.
Yeah, they're stupid.
Yeah. You know, Greece, Venezuela just happened to be the wrong people in charge. Had nothing to do with the failed ideology.
Well, it's the color of their skin.
Well, there's that too. Yeah, those damn Greeks.
Yep. Thanks for calling, Kevin. We got more people.
Thanks, Kevin. No
problem.
Thanks.
Bye.
Yeah, that's an excellent point. And yeah, we actually do have more callers. This is Dennis, I believe.
No way.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. Rumors of microphones are greatly exaggerated.
They finally unchained you from the holster machine?
Well, yeah, kind of, sort of. I'm chained even tighter to the holster machine. I am doing this full time.
Oh.
This is it. I am now a completely self-employed person.
Woohoo! Congratulations, I think.
Yeah, that might be premature. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know that jumping into that pool was a great idea in this economic climate. But you know what? It is what it is.
I don't know about that, Dennis, because needless to say, every time I walk into the gun shop, they don't really have a whole lot of stuff there still. So people are buying guns, and every time someone has to renew their carry permit, they send the paperwork in a couple of months early just in case, and they need to. So
it's the market's still tight. In that regard, it's still tight. But anyway, that's not really why I called. I called to kind of join in. I joined in, turned you guys on late. But, I just want to reference Alan's comment of maybe 3 minutes ago of the House can vote to impeach and get away and come up with the impeachment, but the Senate will never convict. I got this really funny feeling that if the Republicans take the Senate, and it's looking pretty good because shit just is piling up against the Democrats and against Obama so bad that the only way we can snatch defeat out of the jaws of victory is if somebody, you know, does a Pee Wee Herman on the front lawn of the White House.
You're talking about the GOP.
Yes, I'm talking about the GOP doing the Pee Wee Herman on the lawn.
No,
that's the only way they can fuck this
they
up.
Can, they, GOP could fuck up a, well, they could
they
fuck
can
up
screw
anything.
Up a wet dream. Yes, yes they could. You know, I think that if the GOP gains control of the Senate, and not just by one or two, but a good, solid 60, if for some reason it actually happened, okay, and the House remains in Republican control, and the House votes to impeach, I don't think the Senate would do it because the Republicans, the rhinos in the Senate, are still afraid of, but what will the media do to us, and all the people are going to hate us, and then I won't get elected in the next election cycle.
No, I'll tell you exactly what will happen. If by some miracle the GOP doesn't stick their foot in their mouths and manages to get a veto-proof majority in the Senate, the House will never impeach Obama. They'll just lock everything up.
Do you think that the House then will back off and not impeach?
Oh, of course they won't, because you at that point party politics comes into play, and they're looking at the next presidential election.
Yeah.
They do not want to fight that impeachment battle, and they don't want to fight a Biden running for re-election.
Last thing you want is Joe Biden.
So
as an incumbent.
So at that point, I would expect to. I mean, the bottom line is Obama's not going to get impeached. No, I mean even if they find dead boy hookers in his bed, he is still not. He is still not going to get impeached because the GOP at this point is looking. They're hoping he screws up more because they just want to win the next election. They don't care.
Yeah, and also on top of that, I mean, the impeachment, it's not going to be, you know, it's going to be like, you know, it's going to be like Al Capone's, you know, conviction. They're not going to get him on the big, crazy, juicy stuff. It's going to be on, you know, a little bit more trivial stuff. I mean, they were trying to get Bill Clinton on perjury,
right.
You know, sort of idea. It's always going to be the lesser charge that is the most sticky, and it's just going to turn into a boondoggle. When you're trying to take the White House back, that's not what anyone needs to do.
Hey, Alan, I have a really quick question before I go.
Yeah.
Do you have anything on your podcast, on your main screen, that shows you how many people are listening, logged in from where?
Yes.
Is there anybody logged in from the Portland, Oregon area?
Oh, gosh.
That's out on the West Coast, just above, just below Washington State.
No, I know. I grew up in Portland.
I know where it is. I'm just
wrong. I'm Portland here.
Well, the way you said, it was like you were trying.
I've got to look at where I don't. Well, it's real hinky about it's. It depends on where the IP address is, right? So, the geolocation is iffy. It's not that great. So I get a lot of unknown U.S. Somebody's from Edmonton, Canada. I got Oak Ridge, Tennessee, Menlo, Georgia, Gainesville, Virginia, Albuquerque. Arlington, Wycliffe, Ohio. Oh, gee, I wonder who that is.
What?
it's Brita's mom.
Anyway, real it's quick before I go, I am going to be out at the St. Paul Rodeo, which is one of the top five rodeos in the country. St. Paul, Oregon, which is about 30 miles south of Portland, from July 1st through 5th.
Wow.
Doing my Dragon Leatherworks crafting at the carnival at the St. Paul Rodeo.
Neat.
How cool.
And that's next week. And then the following weekend for Brita, I'll be in Fort Laramie, Ohio at the Country Concert Hickory Hills. And then the week after that, Belmont, Ohio, Jamboree in the Hills. Doing my Dragon Leatherworks crafting for all to walk by and see me doing stuff right in front of their eyes.
Nice. Cool.
And And yeah, that was.
I don't know
that,
where those two places in Ohio are, but that's cool.
I think they're in southern
Ohio.
Extreme southern and extreme western Ohio.
Oh, okay.
Cool. Well, if you are in or near any of those places, stop by and say hi to Dennis.
Neat.
There you go. Thank you much, and you all have a great night. Nice talking to y'all.
Bye.
Thanks, Dennis.
I don't think we have anybody else lined up to call.
Nope. Well, before we go, we got to talk about Chipotle.
Yeah. God. President reach over. Which is, I guess.
Yeah, who does that?
Somebody that's totally clueless. I mean.
Yeah. My mom would have boxed my ears and said, "Were you brought up in a barn?" Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Somebody's going to get a burrito with some Marlboro ash, presidential Marlboro ash on it.
Residue.
I always remember this one interview I saw of Michelle Obama. I think maybe it was an Oprah interview. I don't know. But Michelle Obama said about the president, she said, "He's stinky."
Nice.
Great.
Yeah. So, you know, think about that when you see pictures of Obama reaching over the sneeze guard.
Yeah.
President stinky.
President stinky.
And I just clearing out topics here, I also like to point out that Hillary's publishers announced that they will never make a profit on Hillary's book.
Of course not. Oh, gosh.
So, and my theory has always been that this was a stealth campaign contribution.
Well,
there's nothing stealth about it.
Well, I mean,
there was nothing stealth at all. There was no way on God's green earth Hillary Clinton's friggin' autobiography was going to rake in $8 million.
Right, exactly. The advance was ludicrous.
On top of that, I mean, it's not like anybody read Obama's autobiography because it took forever for anyone to come up with the whole, like, oh, everyone's making fun of Mitt Romney putting his dog on the roof of his car. While meanwhile, Obama in his biography talked about eating dogs.
Right. Well, that's okay because he's a Democrat.
No, he's black. It's okay.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Those people do that. You know.
It's okay.
Those brown people don't know any better.
Right.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Us brown folk, we'll eat anything that walks in front of us.
What else did we?
I really think the book thing. I think the book thing is. Book publishers are very liberal.
Yeah.
And, you know, Hillary's liberal and everybody who promoted the book was liberal. And they all thought, oh, this is a great book. We're going to make lots of money and people are going to buy it and blah, blah, blah. I think they were pretty stunned when it did not sell as much as they thought. It to me, it was like, you know, when Nixon got elected, there's a famous story of some, you know, well, nobody I know voted for Nixon, you know.
I don't know how he got in. Nobody I know voted for.
Nobody I know, yeah. And I think that was kind of like the reaction. Like, well, wait a minute. Doesn't everybody love Hillary? You know, why are they not reading her book? But I think the American public at this point, number one, book sales are down because nobody can freaking afford books anymore. And secondly, nobody wants to spend their money on what they know full and well are political lies. They're tired. People are tired of the political crap.
That's true.
The book has been out for weeks now, and at the library I've had one person request that book. One. And it was by a guy, this old guy who reads everything political that comes out. He's like, you know.
A junkie. He's
a junkie. I mean, he's like an old retired guy. He reads everything from all sides of the political spectrum. And that was the only guy who ever requested that book.
And he's getting it at the library, so he's not even buying it.
Yeah, but, you know, I just thought, I have to go in and check the catalog. I'm wondering how many copies of the book we bought.
Did you buy any?
I did not. I buy audiobooks. I didn't buy any of them.
Well, I mean, you as the, you know, the library, but the collective you.
The person who buys the books, like the hardcover books, she's a liberal. And I'm wondering how many copies of this book she bought.
You probably have 10.
I know that we still have like two copies on the shelf of Dude, Where's My Country by what's his face? The fat guy, Michael Moore.
Oh.
Two copies.
We have another phone call.
Oh, good.
Should we take it?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hello. Area code, I don't know where the hell, somewhere in Virginia.
Hello, Brita. This is Tony.
Oh, hi, Tony. Oh, God.
Hey,
How are you?
I know that dude.
I'm doing good. I saw Jay's video tonight. That you look pretty good on there. The teleprompter was good.
Tony, am I
going to
see you in a couple weeks?
The thing with the Slick Willie's wife, as I would call her, Miss Hillary, and her book deal, I think she was trying to follow what Obama did back when he first ran, because that was the first thing he did is release that book.
Oh, yeah.
And he says, I'm going to run for president. And the more he talked, the less I listened, or the more I listened to realize the more BS was coming out of his mouth. And I, you know, from the get-go, I said, no, I'm not voting for this guy. So, but I think Hillary was trying to do the same game plan like that because she got spanked pretty hard in that first election.
Yeah, the only problem is that, yeah, the more she promotes her book, the more her approval numbers drop.
Yeah, she's not doing real good on the book tour.
Unfortunately, it's looking very good for Elizabeth Warren.
Oh, jeez. Terrific.
Well, I mean, the main reason I wouldn't vote for her is I wouldn't want the first, well, how would you pronounce it? The first husband, the first man, whatever, you know, they call him the first lady. You know,
the first gentleman?
The wife. First
dude.
That. You can't call a serial rapist a gentleman.
I know.
Wait. Can you imagine? Let's rethink this a minute.
Bill in the White House again.
Can you imagine Bill Clinton in the White House with no responsibilities and nothing to do?
Oh, crap.
Oh, he'd have plenty of things to do.
Well, I mean, nothing official.
It would be official. The D.C. police would be sweeping it under the rug.
Yeah.
There would be a whole bunch of fresh grass on the front house or the White House lawn.
Ice sales would take a huge uptick.
Yeah.
Ooh, well played. Put some ice on it, honey.
Nice.
Tony, thanks for calling. Yeah, I wanted to ask you, am I going to see you at camp this year?
You sure are. I'm going to be there for setup and then the second week.
Oh, good. So. Cool. Okay.
Well, all right. See you then.
Thanks for calling.
See you then.
Have a good one, guys.
Now here's the other question, too, is what do you call the illegitimate children of the husband of the President of the United States?
Bastards.
Hemmings.
Oh, God, Jay, that's awesome. Oh, it's true.
Yes.
Are we done?
Well, the only other thing I wanted to talk about was the ACLU report on the militarization of police.
Oh, let's save it for next week.
But, yeah, we can do that.
There we go. We can make more squirrels.
Hey, I can do a whole show on just that.
I know. Yeah. That's actually a pretty good topic. Because I tell you what, let's make that the topic, unless, you know, something else blows it out of the water.
I could do an entire show by myself on the militarization of police and Gary Oldman.
Let's,
Gary Oldman,
anyway,
yes.
Go look at the link on that. It's in the announcement. There's actually a report, and I know it's the ACLU and it's all, you know, hippy dippy leftist bullshit, but their methodology is actually pretty sound, and they did do a lot of research, and they have it's not just, you know, some pothead writing a report that hates cops. I mean, they actually do their homework on it. So anyway,
so there, we call that a tease.
That's right.
We call that a tease.
Ooh, very good.
And, well, we still don't have a good phrase that pays, so.
Yeah, the phrase that pays is more hog, motherfuckers.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Well,
and Alan, just once, before we close the show.
What?
You have to play the Brita sound effect.
No.
Oh.
Damn it.
That's for Jay. His triumphant return as an official score report host. He has no comment on this sound effect.
I have no comment.
No comment on the sound effect? Okay, here we go.
It's funny every time.
I am making such a face.
Oh, and before,
you
and before
say
we go,
tone.
Before we go, everybody, go to the Road Gutter podcast on iTunes and leave a review saying his show needs more hog.
Okay.
All right.
He dropped it in his latest show and it like ass off Nice. Almost woke up my sleeping baby in the next room.
Cool. All right, y'all. That's a show. We'll be back next week, and y'all have a good weekend.
All right.
Good night, everybody.